Hi, I'm Philip Shepherd. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this amazing once-in-a-lifetime conference, and especially to the Meditation and Breathwork channel, which I'm proud to be sponsoring because meditation and breathwork are essential to my teachings. I'm the founder of the Embodied Present Process, or TEP, which is based on my two books and is taught worldwide. And here's one thing I believe about meditation and breathwork. You limit your experience of both if you imagine that your mind is just the thoughts in your head. Your mind permeates your every cell. Every stirring of energy within your body is an expression of it. So, if you wish to calm your mind, the most direct route is to develop the skills that enable you to feel the body's energy and ground it in the spaciousness of the present. That's what my work is about. If that appeals to you, I hope you'll check out my two presentations, one on this channel and one on the main stage. You might also be interested in a special offer exclusive to the Embodiment Conference to listen to one of my embodied meditations for yourself for free. You can find a link to the special offer in the description of this presentation or on the show notes. And now, enjoy the presentation.
Hi there. So I'm definitely going to be going all Zoom and saying, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. We can hear you clearly.
Okay. All righty. So let's just take a moment. Let's just take a moment to kind of drop inside. And I like to do that by using a really simple tool that helps us connect back in, connect to our breath without focusing on breath. It's not a breathing exercise. And also just to kind of return, come back to the body. So take your right hand, just bring it onto your heart center. Let me just tip this tiny bit. And then you're going to take your left hand and you're going to bring it on your sacral chakra. So if your thumb is in your navel, then your fingers will drop just below it. And we're just going to be present just for a couple of minutes. And as you do this, just observe what's happening in the body. So we're not changing anything. We're just having an awareness. Your right hand is actually over the cardiac plexus. So it's acting as a very gentle tranquilizer on your system. And it's also over the thymus gland, giving a gentle boost to your immune system. But most of all, you're sending love and compassion from your heart to yourself. So it's really an act of self-care and self-love. You're giving love and compassion at the heart center, and you're receiving that energy at the sacral chakra. And the sacral chakra, I think of as the sacred home of I. When you're ready, just take a breath, taking a nice deep breath, and release your hands, And then just gently open your eyes. And just be aware of any changes. Just be aware of what shifts, just from taking a couple of minutes with yourself to just kind of return and just drop into the body. So our talk today is the body as the sacred home of I. So it's really about self. And it's about energy. I want to talk with you about chakras and energy and really being present, coming back home, returning back to the body. There's a little bit of an assumption in there that quite often we've moved out. We've kind of moved out of the body, or as James Joyce puts it, when he says, Mr. Duffy lived a short distance. Mr. Duffy lived a short distance from his body. And that's quite easy for that to happen to many of us as we go through life. I want to just read. So this is my first book, Open Into Spirit. And as you can see, it's quite a big book. It's quite a sizable book. And the way I start this book, I start it in this way because it kind of summarizes everything that is in this book. It's a book about chakras. And it says spiritual body. In your body is Mount Meru, encircled by the seven continents. The rivers are there too. The seas, the mountains, the plains, and the gods of the fields. Prophets are to be seen in it. Monks, places of pilgrimage, and the deities presiding over them. The stars are there, and the planets, and the sun together with the moon. There too are the two cosmic forces, that which destroys and that which creates, and all the elements, ether, air, fire, water, and earth. Yes, in your body are all things that exist in the three worlds, all performing their prescribed functions around Mount Meru. He alone who knows this, is said to be a true yogi. That's from Shiva Samhita. Let me make sure this does not disturb us again. I wanted to start with that because that's the importance, that's the richness of the body. And we're at the Embodiment Conference and we're thinking about the body in lots of different kinds of ways. And so many people are talking about the body in terms of kind of trauma. Also, we're moving, we do. I want to really think about the body in terms of energy. I want to think about the body in terms of energy. So one of the things that I've kind of said in this little write-up is that often we move out of the body. And so different traumas that we might experience as we go through life, and I'm talking about kind of small traumas and also major traumas that we might experience. So if we're talking about kind of minor ones and major, it means that we don't really escape this. So most of us, as we go through life, we would experience something that would be overwhelming for the body and overwhelming for us. And the kind of worse that is, if you like, the more likely we are to move out of the body. In fact, when we're young and we experience trauma, particular kinds of trauma like violence against the body, any kind of sexual trauma, traumas that really affect our sense of self and our sense of kind of identity, would cause us to literally move out of the body because it's just too painful to continue to experience at that level. Now, when we're young, that actually is it's a perfectly good coping mechanism. It will support us to continue for children and young people. It will allow us to, where we have so little kind of power over our own bodies, it will allow us to function. It will allow us to continue, but we do that really at the expense of feeling that sensation in the body and all that richness that I just described of the rivers, the mountains, the flowers, all of those things that we can be with and experience, all of the elements in the body, the earth, the water, that fluid movement in the body, the fire, that kind of rapid transformation, all of those experiences in the body, we move out, we lose that. So being at home in the body is really connecting to the sacral chakra. Now, I'm assuming that most people would probably know something of the chakras, but I want to just really quickly go through so we can see what the different energy centers are and where we're kind of moving out from. So this particular chart shows the chakras, but it also shows these lines of force, so the kind of energy that also surrounds the body. So the root chakra, that is our connection to the earth. So that is being here now, present in a physical body. So this is really embodiment, and this is enlightenment, when we go beyond. Sacral chakra, as I said, is what I think of as the sacred home of I. So this is really our sense of self. It's an emotional center, it's water element. This chakra here is a fire center. It's a solar plex. So this is where energy kind of is expressed out. So this is our connection to the earth. This is our connection to self. And this is really allowing that energy to be expressed out into the world. It's our creativity. It's our aliveness. It's our passion. That all emanates from this center. These are personal centers, me, myself, and I chakras. Heart center is that place of love, compassion. It's also about harmony and balance. So this is right in the center. You've got three above, you've got three below. So it's really that place of balance between all the centers. Throat chakra is a place of communication. It's about communicating with self. It's about communicating with others. And it's also about communicating with that which is greater than us. Our capacity for communicating with the kind of spirit realms and tuning into something that is beyond, something that is more than. And the Ajna, the inner eye, that's Ajna chakra, which is some people would call it the first eye, some people call it third eye, some people will call it far eye. So that's the inner eye. And then the crown is that place of connection to our creator. So it's that place of oneness where the created and the creator become one. So what I really want to focus on today is actually sacral chakra, the orange ray. So that is that place of self and really being connected with the body and being present, really being able to be present in the body. And that can be more challenging, can be a little bit more challenging than we think. So the sacral chakra is really a place of, let me say, beauty. It's really a rich center. So what do I mean by that? So let me say, when we move out of the body, in order to not feel the pain or trauma or whatever we're experiencing in the body that causes us to move out, in order to not really feel and to not sense in to the body, what has to happen is we take the diaphragm and we kind of pull the diaphragm. It's a muscle. So it's like a kind of umbrella of muscle. So like any muscle, it contracts and it expands. That's what should be happening. But what we do if we don't want to feel is we kind of contract. So the breathing becomes short. It becomes kind of sharp. It becomes shallow. And we kind of start to constrict the diaphragm, and we constrict the body. And when that happens, it will stop the movement, that kind of really shift of energy going through. And as that energy is restricted, we're not going to feel so much in the body. Now, as I said earlier, that is functional. That kind of works for us. But where it's not so good is the diaphragm is kind of like really pushing down. And it pushes down over, it's going to push down over the solar plex and over the sacral chakra. Now, it works well. It will stop us from feeling. It will allow us to function. It will stop us from feeling so much kind of pain. But buried underneath, so as we kind of lock down and as we kind of prevent ourselves from feeling, what actually happens is it's as if we kind of clamp right down over the sacral chakra. Now, within the sacral chakra is our kind of real richness and beauty. So it's a center of creativity. It's our center of sensuality and sexuality. It's a place of beauty. It has all of these really beautiful things within it. It's a deeply sacred center. In fact, in terms of the place of the body, we still refer to this kind of bony part that's right behind the sacral chakra as the sacrum, coming from the word sacred. It's also the place that we reside for, say, 9 or so months in water before we're born from the root chakra of the mother. So this sacral chakra holds so much richness and so much beauty. So once we move out, we don't have access so much to that energy. And if I think for myself, as a child, I had a really challenging childhood in so many different ways, very kind of verbally, physically abusive childhood. And I would have definitely moved out of my body to some extent. But one of the things that I'm always kind of aware of was in my teenage years, the word beautiful was just not in my vocabulary at all. I certainly could not see myself as that, and I would never use it to describe another person. And that is sacral chakra, you know, that kind of beauty that we see emanating from people really comes from being able to connect, being able to return, being able to come back into sacral chakra. So let me have you just think for a moment, if kind of a timeline for yourself, you know, start off when, well, let's start in the water. Let's start in the sacral chakra. And I'm sure either from your memory or from what you've been told, you already know what kind of experience you had in the womb, in the water, in the sacred body of your mother that carried you. So think about that experience. Think about how you left the sacral chakra of your mother. So, you know, whether we left early, whether we left on time, whether we left late, whether someone had to come in and get us. So think about that experience. And then just slowly, as you go through your life over those years to where you are right now, and just have a sense of how that was for you. Were you in your body? Were there times when you had to move out? Were you in contact with your creativity, sense of identity, sense of self? All of this relates to sacral chakra. So just kind of scan right through so you have this sense. And it could be a felt sense, or it might just be a thought. It might be a kind of intellectual inquiry. If you actually have a journal and a pen with you, you can draw a line. You know, when you feel that you were embodied and present, moved out, came back in, moved out, came back in. So for myself, much of my kind of early years, maybe up until around 12, from that age, I started to really return more, get more involved in movement, be more present, have a better understanding of what I actually wanted with my own body. So that kind of journey as you move. Let me just show you an image as well. So we're talking about the body as also as a sacred temple. I don't know if you can see this, probably can. So starting from the periphery, from kind of outside, and then we move in, we keep going in and in and in until we reach this most kind of sacred sanctum in the body. So this is a picture from the ancient Egyptians. So there was that this sense of the body itself as a sacred temple. The body is a sacred temple. So not just words. So we might hear, you know, body temple as a terminology that gets used, but we want to think a bit deeper than that. So we're thinking about if the body is in fact a temple, then what does it mean to have reverence for the body? What are the rituals for the body? How do we worship the body? So these are all things that we can think about in terms of our daily practices. So what are your embodiment practices? So are there things that you do as you go through your day? So, for example, just a moment ago, I had you kind of scan, just kind of scan right through. So that's something that we can do daily. We can kind of take a scan of the body and we can ask, what is it that we need? What is it that your body needs now in this moment? Because quite often, if we think energy-wise, we're not always the kindest to the body. So there are things that we need to do. There are different things that have to be kind of finished within a day. But how many times do we stop and think, okay, what does my body need? What do my feet need? So the feet are the furthest away from this kind of control center. So that means that sometimes we forget about the feet. So we don't treat them in a kind of loving and compassionate way. Yet we have the expectation of them that they will take us everywhere that we want to go. So anywhere you want to go, you have the expectation that your feet can carry you, will take you there. So how can we have more reverence? And that relates also to the root chakra, to the goddess, to being present in the body, on the earth, right now. So how you treat your feet, and it might not be nice. You might treat them lovingly, or you may not. So it's a question that you can ask yourself, what do my feet need right now? And you can continue through the whole of your body. You can tap into each chakra. What does my sacral chakra need right now? Does it need stillness? Does it need love? It's also our sexual center, the sacral chakras. If you think that sexual energy is the most powerful energy that we have. In fact, it's so powerful that you can't get here without it. That's how powerful the sexual energy is. So how are we working with that generative, creative, sexual energy? Are we in reverence? Are we honoring? Or have we kind of moved away? Are we disconnected? Are we disassociated? Do we need to return? Do we need to come back to the body? These are questions you can ask so that you can tap back in, so that you can come back. And you can continue that line of questioning as you move up to the solar plex, that fire energy. There's a lot of fear associated with fire. We probably think of fire as being kind of dangerous. It kind of is. But it's also a beautiful, creative energy as well. So where are we with fire energy in the body? Are we able to express fire energy? Or are we holding on to fire energy? Anytime we hold it, that fire, then it can implode. And that can manifest in different kinds of ways. It can manifest in skin conditions sometimes when the fire burns from inside. So how do we move that energy out? How do we express that fire energy? And we can continue as we move up the heart center. So the heart center is really about energy out. It's about that expressive energy out and also energy back in. Let's just do this movement right now. So the heart is about energy out. So just moving out, expansive energy. Just stretch that a little bit further. And then that energy returning back, receiving, bringing that energy back to the heart. Let's do that again. That energy out, expansive, open energy. And then that energy as it comes back, receiving. That's the flow of energy at the heart center. It expands out. And it comes back in. And just release your hands. So that energy here, we give and we receive. That's a natural flow to give and to receive. But sometimes what happens is we give and then we give some more. And then we give some more. And we give some more. And we give some more. And we live in a society that doesn't invite us always to stop and to receive. And so again, you can ask yourself, what's happening with that rhythm, that sacred rhythm of expansion and contraction at your heart center? We can get stuck in that one-way flow of energy. And it's like the breath, think about it. If we were only exhaling, in fact, you can't only exhale, what would happen? If you're constantly exhaling and you do not stop to breathe in, what happens? Trust me, it is not a good look. So that energy needs to flow out and return back to the center. So this is really honoring the body. This is being present in the body. This is the kind of reverence for the body as a temple, as a sacred temple. Throat chakra, communication. So this chakra relates very, very closely to the sacral chakra. So these two, this one here and this one, they relate very, very closely. In fact, the energy moves like this. And so what happens is if we're not home and we're not feeling good right here, then it's going to be very hard to express here. So you will not be able to speak up for yourself. You may not say what really needs to be said. And again, you hold on to that energy, you block that energy. And this throat chakra also is like a kind of sea, if you like. I call it original cyberspace. It's a cache, the ether element. It gives rise to everything else. So again, we need to allow energy to flow freely through this part. So this is a connection between the head and the body. So it's a very kind of narrow place when it comes to energy moving. And quite often, because of the society we live in and because of what is kind of recognized and praised, being in the head is often valued over being in the body. Now, obviously not by everybody who turns up for an embodiment conference, but generally the head within our society is valued above the body. So this is like the conscious mind, and the body is an expression of the unconscious. So we say the body never lies. So that unconscious aspect will express itself through the body. So when we get more conscious, we make that journey from here and we come down this kind of narrow canal into the physical body, so we can be more present in all of the energy centers. And then the final two actually connect much more to more kind of out of body states. So the kind of meditative practice, although we can have a kind of meditation that allows us to be in the body, meditation by its very nature is going to take us a little out of the physical body here and also ultimately here. So in terms of that real connection and coming back into the body and being present in the body as a sacred temple, we want to actually focus on the lower centers. And the sacral chakra is absolutely perfect for that. So the sacral chakra, the orange ray, the water element, perfect practices for really bringing us back into the body. So let's just see if we have a little moment indeed to do a little practice that just brings us, drops us down into sacral chakra. So just elevate your spine a little bit, wherever you are, just lift up your spine, have a nice solid base. That's the root chakra. Nice solid base. Elevated spine, relax shoulders, and just bring that fluidity into your body for a moment. So just feel your body, just release. Let go of any tension or tightness, wherever it is, in your eyelids, your jaw. Gently close your eyes. And then just focus on the real subtle movements in your body. So I want you to keep your body still, but focus on the subtle movements in your body. So just having an awareness of energy as it flows through, around, and manifests as you in a physical body. Mm. So just feeling those gentle movements in your body. So that air element, you can feel the movement of your breath. The fire element relates to the nerves. So you may feel in the muscles, maybe small kind of twitches or shifts or movements in the muscles. The water is the flow, the movement of your blood, lymph, the interstitial fluid. Every single cell is bathed in water. And then just bring your attention, bring your focus right back to your sacral chakra, right back to your center. And feel that gentle movement in your sacral chakra. Subtle movements in your sacral chakra. I'm just taking a deep breath. And just breathe in through your nose. And then breathe right down. Just breathing right down to your sacral chakra, as if you're breathing out through your sacral chakra. So in through your nose. Out through your sacral chakra. And when you're ready, just gently opening your eyes if they're closed. Just reintroducing movement or physical movement into your body. And then just think about maybe one thing that you could take away from this session. So one way that you could come home to your body, be more present in your body, have a greater awareness of your body as a sacred temple. Is there something that you could add to your daily practice? Is there a way that you could be more reverent and honoring of your body? Could you tune to your chakras and just tap into the energy of each center, gently scanning? So just think of one thing that, as a result of spending your time and your energy here today, just think of one thing that you could take away. Mm. So I'm going to open for questions, and just before I do that, I just want you to know, if people are interested, where you can get a hold of, if you wanted this particular chart or Opening to Spirit. Let me just put this there. Opening to Spirit. What I haven't actually shared with you, which are very beautiful, but I haven't shared them with you, is the cards, chakra cards. And they're all available from shola.co.uk/chakras. And I'll drop that in the chat for you as well.
Perfect. Thank you, Shola. And we've also got your links there that I think Yulia has just put in there for you as well, so that people can go straight to your website and get those things. Thank you. That was a very beautiful presentation, a beautiful practice. I personally really loved it. We do have some questions for you, so I'll just jump in straight away. So we've got about 5 minutes left. Okay. So one question is, can you tell us something about the benefits of breathing into the various chakras one by one? And maybe also something about Kriya Yoga. And that's followed on as part of the same question. Is it the attention we give to the energy circles that brings change within us, or the increased blood flow in this area, or is it a combination?
Is that all one question?
It's one question.
I'd ask what is the important part of that question. It's so many things. So what's the important part of that question? So let's take another question. And can that person tell me what's the one important part of your question? Because that would take another hour to answer all that.
Okay, so whilst they're doing that, I'll come into, there's a second question here about being at home in our sacral chakra and asking for a suggestion as to the best way to be at home in our sacral chakra. They're asking, is it breath or movement, or is it something else? What would you suggest, please?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, all of those things would work. I think perhaps the single most thing to think about, because so many things would work, is to start to get an awareness of when you're in or out of your body. And that is, it's very, very subtle, very, very subtle. So it's a difference between if you're able to feel. So like in this moment now, as I'm speaking, where are you? So are you up in your head thinking, or can you still feel, you know, this kind of solid? Can we feel it? That's the thing. And it's, as I'm saying, it's subtle. But that's how you're going to know. So anything that you're doing, whether it's your spiritual practice, whether it could be even just writing in your journal, it could be when you're with a lover, it could be when you're with your children. Are you in your body or are you out of your body? One of the main ways that you will know is, can you feel? Can you feel? And your language will also let you know, because we use, oh, I'm thinking, we use language that will suggest we're here or we're here, we're in the body.
Wonderful. And I've got another question here, which is around the, earlier on you were talking about the creating the timeline of when you were in your body and when you were out of your body. And when you identify times that you were out of your body, is there something we should be doing to, I don't know, to heal that, or to make things better, I suppose, or to change.
That's a nice question. That's a nice question. But you know what's really interesting is the body, it's the most incredible, amazing vehicle. And we really must honor that. Because to be quite honest, your body has probably already done so much healing. But sometimes the mind, or we hear about it, or it becomes a little bit trendy or fashionable. So now it's kind of like, oh, I need to heal that bit because I was out, or I need to heal that. When in actual fact, by doing that, we might be reintroducing. Mm-hmm. Because it's most likely that your body has already done that. And so really all we're doing is coming into a place of awareness. Because what we're not trying to do is create a kind of idea of I was out of my body at that time and I was out of it at that time and I was out of it at that time. Therefore, it's wrong and therefore it needs healing. It's not like that. Because you were out of it as a way of kind of integrating experience that was overwhelming at that time. So your body already took care of you. It already took care. So maybe at this stage, it could be just thanking your body for those times. Wow, you're so amazing. Thank you so much for looking after me between this point and this point. If that hadn't happened, I might not even be here now. So I just want to really give thanks. Thank you so much. You know, this is the kind of energy that you want rather than actually looking for something to be wrong. It's not. The body's incredible. It's took care of you already. That's why you're here.
Perfect. And I'm just going to come back to that first question where we now have a clarification. So the question is it the attention we give to the energy circles that brings change within us or the increased blood flow in the areas?
Okay, lovely question. I'd say both. It's both of those. Because if we have an increased blood flow, but no attention and no focus, we're not going to be able to, let's say, integrate as much. So if the body is already doing its work, so you can have movements that relate to each of the chakras, so you open into spirit, there's tons of things that you can do at each different chakra. But ultimately, whatever it is you're doing, you want to bring that awareness. That's going to give you maximum kind of benefit from what you're doing because your attention's there. So now I have this piece of attention. What it means is I can use this consciously as well as what's already happening unconsciously. So we just add another layer of magic by really understanding and bringing our attention.
Wonderful. Shola, thank you so much. That was a fantastic presentation. We really appreciate your time and all the insights and that beautiful practice. I would just like to, perhaps Yula, if you can once again just pop in Shola's details just so that people can make sure they picked that up into the chat. And just to remind everybody, they continue with the conversation and discussing all the learnings in the Meditation and Breathwork channel on Facebook, as well as obviously the main Embodiment Conference channel. We'd invite you to join a coffee break meeting. And also, if you do wish to own the whole library of it, there's been 1,000 speakers over the course of the whole conference. So if you want to take the time to digest that on your own, please do upgrade. There is a special half price offer for the next couple of days, and also the option to do it by donation to some specific charities. So you can find all the details of that. I'd like to thank our sponsor once again for this channel, Philip Shepherd, and remind you of a couple of other things that are coming up in this channel later. So at 4 o'clock, we've got the Four Pillars of Wellbeing with Richard Davidson. At 8 o'clock, we've got the Marriage of Tantra and Medicine with Kavitha Chinayan. And at 10 o'clock, we've got Shifting to a Mindset of Radical Generosity in Marriage with Nate and Kaylee Clem. So a real feast of other presentations coming up in this channel. And of course, the other channels that you can dip into as well. Shola, I'd like to come back to you for the last word. We're collecting from all of our speakers their top tip for remaining embodied. So is there any last words you would like to leave us with, please?
Yeah, I think, let me see if I have it right here. No, I don't. For me, the last thing around, I do want to find it. Let me take 2 seconds. That I think is really important, I have it, is this will be my word, one word. Can you see that? Reverence. So real reverence for our bodies and the magic of the body. Think about everything that your body has done for you, is doing for you, and continues to do for you. Can you imagine a body that lasts 100 years and it keeps beating? It starts, doesn't stop. I mean, I just find that incredible. The heart will just keep beating like that. It doesn't miss it. If you had to think about that, well, that's not going to be good. So, so, So for me, it is really reverence. Let's have reverence for the kind of wonder of the physical body.
Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much. Charlotte, it was a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for being here with us. Thank you to everyone for joining us. And I very much hope we'll see you at some of the other sessions coming up soon. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.